is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. Voters in Iran are choosing a new president Friday, but vote apathy is running high as the Middle Eastern country experienced a coronavirus surge and an economy devastated by U.S. sanctions. Incumbent President Hassan Rouhani has served the maximum 2 terms in office. Multiple candidates have withdrawn from the race or been disqualified in the lead-up to the vote today. Wednesday, 2 hardline candidates withdrew from the race, giving their support to another hardliner, Ibrahim Raisi, the dominant frontrunner. Political analysts say the likely winner will be the 60-year-old Raisi, who has the support of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Cyber experts have been poring over the transcripts from Wednesday's news conference in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. For the most part, the answer is it's too soon to tell. President Biden vowed to confront President Vladimir Putin over the ransomware, but while no breakthrough over the cybersecurity emerged from the summit, the two leaders have agreed to start consultations over the issue. Biden said experts from both countries will be tasked to work on specific understandings of what's off limits and to follow up on cyber attacks that originate in either country. And Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is